Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End presents the Wake Up Call Town Hall.
Our next guest this morning is Parveen Tumber, who is the chair of the Center for Workers' Rights. Good morning, Parveen.
Good morning.
Thank you for being on with us this morning. Obviously, the coronavirus thing has everybody a little concerned, and we wanted to get you on to talk about workers' rights. And, you know, a lot of people have been losing their jobs and the status of employment. What's the one thing that you can tell our listeners right now about everything that's going on with the coronavirus and their rights in regards to jobs and being employed and unemployment?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would like to say is that everybody has rights. You still have rights, and you can possibly get paid during this time period.
And how would you go about doing that?
Sure. So there are a few ways to get paid. First, you can apply for unemployment insurance if you have been laid off or have endured a reduction in your work hours. And you can apply online at edd.ca.gov. I would caution you that it's a bit of a wait, and it's a bit difficult to get in. But if, as long as you get in during this week, it's pretty much the same as if you had applied on Monday. Mondays are their busiest days.
So Gavin and I were just talking about somebody he knows. They are a server, and their restaurant is technically still open. People can pick food up there. But she's only working one day a week. So it's nice to hear that even if you are still technically employed, you can still get unemployment benefits.
Correct. If you have a reduced number of hours, then you can certainly apply. And also, you can also get paid through disability insurance if you contract COVID-19 or if you have a loved one that you have to take care of that contracts COVID-19.
We're talking to Parveen Tumber, who is the chair for the Center of Workers' Rights.
So I have a couple legal questions when it comes to what people are allowed to ask for or say no to. So is it legal for someone's boss to say you have to come to work if they are able to do their work at home? Obviously not essential personnel.
If an employer is trying to order an employee that is non-essential to, you know, essentially violate the state and local orders, to perform a job that's not essential, then, you know, that would not necessarily be legal. We do, at the Center for Workers' Rights, we were able to coordinate very quickly a helpline, and it's now live. If you're in Sacramento, it's 211. And what we're doing is going through each of these situations with workers to figure out whether or not their position is, in fact, essential.
By the way, all these websites and phone numbers, if you need them as you're listening to this, just text the word support to 73389.
Now, if somebody is in a field that is deemed essential, but they don't feel like their employer is taking enough safety precautions to keep them from getting sick, is there anything that people can do?
Well, obviously, we're concerned with our healthcare professionals who are out there with, you know, without sufficient protective gear right now. So I understand. I appreciate this question. Depending, I mean, there are rights. There are certainly rights like whistleblower, and if you don't want to violate OSHA, there are rights for workers. In the short term, though, I would encourage them to call and get some legal counsel. Again, this is a free hotline. But yes, I mean, certainly you have to be concerned with your own safety, your own precautions, especially now, but even generally in the workplace.
We're talking to Parveen Tumber, who is the chair for the Center of Workers' Rights. What are some resources people can go to right now to get more information? Obviously, they're probably overwhelmed, you know, if they've lost their job, trying to figure out how to pay bills. Where can they go right now to get information?
Sure. So one of the, we have a great resource and have been updating our Facebook page frequently. Our Facebook is at Center for Workers' Rights. And again, we're a Sacramento nonprofit, and we simply, our mission is to provide legal services at a reduced fee for low-wage workers. But at this time, we're accepting questions from anyone in the area regarding COVID-19.
So I have one more question for you, and then we'll let you go. And again, because this is all changing, maybe this doesn't exist right now, but it will, I don't know. Do employers have any kind of legal obligation to notify their staff if another employee, you know, started exhibiting symptoms?
Good question.
Yeah, this is a good question because you know, the conflict is that there are privacy rights associated with this. So with symptoms, I don't know specifically if there has been, if an employee has been found to have COVID-19, then they would certainly have to take steps for sanitation, but also protect that employee's identity. So it's a little bit of a tricky situation. Generally, I think that employers try to do the right thing, but this is definitely a confusing time for them as well.
Right.
Parveen Tumber, the chair for the Center for Workers' Rights, we appreciate you taking the time this morning to talk to us. It really means a lot for us to get this information and for our listeners. So we appreciate you coming on.
Sure. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.